Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Maharaj. My very dear Gurudev, on this holiest of days, please notice that I am trying to offer myself prostrate at your feet again and again. As Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays to Sriman Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavana Hetu Tave Avatara, Mo Samo Patita Prabhu Napai Vayara. You descended just to save the fallen souls. O Lord, a soul as fallen as me is nowhere to be found. As Lord Gauranga's emissary, please accept me as an aspiring disciple, worthless as I am, and engage me in the service of your servants. There is no reason for me to hope, except that you are in the family of those who give shelter to the undeserving. You are the perfect Acharya because you are teaching us by your every example. Your example is your mood. The lessons are not even exactly your divine activities, which are beyond our comprehension, but the purpose behind your every act and word. Your example is that you live and breathe devotion to your Guru Maharaj, unflinching, fully faithful, ever joyous, all cognizant, supremely dedicated, and for the purpose of unrelenting kindness to the unfortunate. You personify Trinarupi Sunichena. Anyone who wants to completely grasp the true meaning of humility, tolerance, and offering respect to every living being, never gauging whether the respect is deserved, never expecting a modicum of respect returned, such a great soul needs to worship you. It is said that the mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law by instructing the daughter. You see only yourself as needing lessons and instruct us by this example. You make it your religion to find fault within yourself alone. This is your illustration and message to us, since there is factually no fault within you. All people around you become joyous and certain of their very bright future and desirous to give your love to all the three worlds. The spiritual master is as good as God, non-different than the indwelling supersoul, and the only via media for a fortunate conditioned soul. You plant the seed of bhakti and nurture it fully and sumptuously so that it can quickly reach the lotus feet of reality. You surround yourself with perfect agents who clearly know how to dispense your mood and ensure your connection, which is precisely the object of the eternal soul's heartfelt prayer. You know our needs better than we know them. You love us far better than we love ourselves. You want us more than we, at our sincerest moment, want you. You simply await our acceptance of your unconditional love for as long as we stubbornly and foolishly refuse to believe God and you. May I begin to lead toward the limitless affection that you bestow upon us and which you desire for us to distribute everywhere. I beg you for just a little more remembrance every moment of every day. Kindly bless me that I may wake up a little more. Out of your causeless mercy, overlook my Himalaya range of extremely bad qualities. Keep me always in the shelter of those who know you and allow me to see their smiles. If there is a single thing worth pursuing in this dark world, it is the light emanating from your lotus toenails. Although I am a disturbance only, grant me a chance to see your character forever. Ignore my unsavory nature and accept me as yours. Dai Tava Pache Pache, yours aspiring, Kum Kum Dasi, San Jose, California.